So we have a very special TM episode for you all because Gil is here. That's
very special. I have given up.
Yes? Do you have anything to add?
Not right now, not yet.
Okay, that's good.
Play the hits.
Okay, so we're going to play the hits then because Gil's in charge. Playing the hits in 3, 2, 1. Hits, go.
Hit it.
Decisions. Fuck that nigga. Wolfgang. Who the fuck invited Mister? I don't give a fuck. Who cries about his daddy in a blog because his music sucked?
I did.
Well, you fucking up, and truthfully, I had enough. And fuck rolling papers. I'm a rebel, bitch. I'm ashing blunts.
Sorry.
Full of shit like I ate that John. Come on, kids. Fuck that class and hit that bong. Let's buy guns and kill those kids with dads and mom. With nice homes, 401ks, and nice ass lawns. Those privileged fucks gotta learn, and we ain't taking no shit. Like Ellen DeGeneres, clitoris is playing with dick. I'm jealous as shit, cause I ain't got no home meal to come to. So if you do, I'm throwing fingers out screaming, fuck you. I got 10 of these Kennedys, not Dom, but if I was a Dom, I would be Jeffrey. Cream hat the color of a leprechaun with leprosy. I'm fucking bout about it like a Master P in 96. It's fucking immaculate, the way your daughter's smacking dick. Surprised she hasn't taken nasty dick inside her alley. You, the golf wang hooligans, is fucking up the school again. And showing you and yours that breaking rules is fucking cool again. Going harder than a midget jumping over me. Chronic youth, I'm shoving blunt raps and bitches' ovaries. Punches to the stomach, where that bastard kid's supposed to be. Fuck a mask, I want that hoe to know it's me.
Gone for you, mommy. You could ride in hearses. I'm sick in the brain, dumb bitch. Can you nurse this? You told me life would never, ever, ever get this perfect. Then you smoke a J and weed and take his kids to the churches. Fuck church, they singing and the shit ain't even worth it. In the choir, whores and liars, scum, bags in the dirt, bitch. You told me God was the answer. When I ask him for shit, I get no answer. So God is the cancer. I'm stuck in triangles, looking for my angel. Kill me with a chainsaw, let my bars dangle. 666 is my number, you can get it off my Tumblr.
Woof, yeah, woof, yeah, it's the woof, yeah, woof, yeah.
Funny now, I push this fucking pregnant clown into a hydrant stuck in the ground. I sector the stomach, replace the baby with some fucking pounds.
My baby daddy shoot bricks, the nigga also shoot rounds.
Cause if I shoot blanks, oops, thanks. I'm right back in the day, yummy, and her mildew stank.
Free Earl, that's the fucking shit. And if you disagree, suck a couple pimple covered dicks. Wolf gang, that's the fucking click. Golf Wang, kill them all, nigga 666. Fuck two dope boys. All them niggas bitches, we don't need y'all. The faders who we really fucking with. And we don't fucking make horrorcore, you fucking idiots. Listen deeper than the music before you put it in the box. Wolfgang.
Thank you.
Hey guys,
blast
2 and 4.
Yeah.
All right. We're using all the mics. Turning up all the mics on this one.
Yeah.
So the last song.
Turn up the mic.
The mics are turned up.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Good job.
So the song you're listening to now is Raspberry Dawn by Black Moth Super Rainbow, which is a cool band that Gil likes.
I other people also like. I like it. Yeah, I do.
Before that was Sandwiches by Tyler, the Creator, and Mother and Child Reunion by Paul Simon. So you may have guessed. Well, so the theme is probably not immediately clear from those songs. It's kind of it's oblique from those three songs. After this, you'll probably figure out some more, a little bit more. It'll be a little more clear. But as a hint, the first song, Mother and Child Reunion, it's by Paul Simon, and the title is actually inspired by a chicken and egg dish that he saw at a Chinese restaurant.
What is the dish?
It's probably like egg foo young.
Yeah.
Is it like?
I think it was called. The dish was called Mother and Child Reunion.
That's so dark.
And it
that's
was
great.
Yeah. And
wow.
It was a chicken egg
Paul
dish.
Paul Simon is like oddly dark.
Well, that's just because.
Well, that's the dish. It wasn't him.
Yeah.
It was the restaurant.
But like he rolled with it. There's also that other song we played a couple
weeks
ago.
So we played like two dark Paul Simon songs, and you're like, yeah, Paul Simon's dark.
I don't know.
Paul Simon's like pretty metal. I think
Mrs.
we
Robinson
could all agree.
Is also like pretty dark.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
They're like pretty depressive guys.
They're neurotic.
They're Jewish. Went there.
Whoa. Okay. All right. We're moving on now.
Give it a sec for the pain to start. This wreck right here, it ain't for the faint of heart. They thought they saw the worst verse from the team of G-men who seemed like nerds at first. Once they get to know us, people dig us. Leaders in the fight for equal rights for niggers. Inventor of the more demented of flow, no bout it, doubt it. Just go for it if you're about it, or ride it. Whatever's clever, the master foe, whoever hook or hurt her, but now, oh no. If we see tomorrow, the next day classes, the villain in the back with the x-ray glasses. Have no fear, the ninja here. Feeling like the tinge in your ear from drinking ginger beer. When it's on local head, gon' lay low and heat it like beef patty, cocoa bread con queso. If you say so, lace the whole case load. They say wear a metal mask in case his face show. He told them they float, spits talking AOs. His whole crew walk with pitchfork and halos. Say ho if you never worked a J.O. and keep more cash in the stash than a pay show. Okay, yo, y'all know who to follow. Tie him up in the crib and leave they place hollow. Oh shoot, the goose, she's loose. So wild, you couldn't chase it down with straight fruit juice. Crown like the first time he takes couscous. Stash to deuce. Troops asking truce. Today on intense wreck week, we have the super villain in his own defense to speak. It's all part of my mental techniques, available to freaks and pencil neck geeks. Train the same brain to an insane train of thought. On a campaign trail, he came to gain your support. Charge cash for an autograph. Say some shit to make your daughter laugh, then slaughter the ass. See him on the big screen like Steve McQueen. Do something and never be back once he leave the scene. Keep more medicated pads than Stridex for his own side wreck with no known side effects. Before you press charges, use your noodle. So what when he grabbed the mic, he crushed your cuticles. Keep your mouth shut, everything would be beautiful. It would be awfully rude of you. Now get back to your hootie hoo. Damn it ain't worth the drama, can it? From the calm band to eat rhymes like pomegranate. Soon as he stepped in, he licked the room. Boom, reschedule my noon with Brit Hume.
Hume! In love with Mary Jane, she's my main thing. Pulled her right from that web head, what a lame brain. Maintain and say it, don't spray it. You wanna see your girl again, you might as well pay it. If I had a dime for every rhymers that bust guns, I have a cool bill for my sons and trust funds. When I was broker than a broke dick dog, I always kept a L to smoke and thick fog. When it rained, it sure threw thunderstorm. I got more rhymes in the summer than musty underarms. 1-2 microphone checker. First learned to neck off a home ec home wrecker. This was back when he was like crib age. When he hit the stage, it's like a gauge to the rib cage. Break the mic like a rock star, break a guitar. Jump off the stage like yeehaw.
I nominate Doom. All in favor, say aye.
Aye!
Oh, no.
Doom is master of the world.
We must hurry.
Wait. If you are really with us, prove it. Let me hear you say it. Tell me that Doom is a tyrant and must be overthrown.
I have spent my life...
Say it! You have spent your life serving a tyrant. Doom must be stopped.
I fear you're right, my friend.
The President of the United States is on the phone.
Mr. President.
You're at the mercy of your deadliest enemy.
It is time you learned, once and for all, Doom, the United States does not barter with terrorists.
You never learn, do you?
Here, this is the address of friends in New York. They'll help.
Good God Almighty, like back in the old days. You know, years ago, they had the A&R men to tell you what to play, how to play it, you know, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course, you know, compliments of the company, and we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you, because we had a ball. Only real music's gonna last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Soto just talking women and vino. The contract like 91 Dan Marino. I swear this guy Michael Rapino's boosting my ego. Overly focused, it's far from the time to rest now. Debates growing about who they think is the best now. Took a while, got the jokers out of the deck now. I'm holding all the cards and niggas wanna play chess now. I hear you talking, say it twice so I know you meant it. Fuck it, I don't even tend it, they should know who's in it. I'm authentic, real name, no gimmicks, no game, no scrimmage. I ain't playing with you niggas at all. My classmates, they went on to be chartered accountants or work with their parents. But thinking back on how they treated me, my high school reunion might be worth an appearance. Make everybody have to go through security clearance. Tables turn, bridges burn, you live and learn. With the ink, I could murder word of my nigga Irv. Yeah, I swear shit just started clicking, dog. You know it's real when you are who you think you are.
I had Benzes, fuck you had braces. The all black Maybach, but I'm not a racist. Inside's white in the Katy Perry's faces. Yellow diamonds in my Jesus. I just might learn to speak Mandarin. Japanese for the yen that I'm handling. International hoe, that's my handle. My Saint's chunk on, light a candle. El Gran Santo on the mantle. In case y'all didn't know, I speak Spanish too. Shout out the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock La Familia. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, Hov, it ain't many of us. I told him, less is more, niggas, plenty of us.
Dance through everything around me.
Cake, 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 cake. 500 million, I got a pound cake. Niggas is frontin', that's upside down cake. Get them a red nose, they clown cakes. I should've never let you round cake. Look at my neck, I got a carrot cake. Now here's the icing on the cake. Cake, 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 cake. I'm just getting started, oh yeah, we got it, bitch. I done made more millionaires than the Lotto did. Dame made millions, Biggs made millions. Ye made millions, Just made millions. Leon made millions, Cam made millions. Beans would tell you if he wasn't in his feelings. I'm back in my bag. My eyes bloodshot, but my jet don't lag. A pair of Jordan 3's trying to chase this cash. Gucci airbag just in case we crash. Last night was mad trill. I'm fresh out of Advil, Jesus rather will.
All right, so we've had one successful theme guest, which Peter Bray.
Hi, Peter. Did you not turn the mics on?
Connor's mic isn't on. Gil's mic is on.
Oh, yeah. Why? I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, your mic is on. Don't leave.
God damn
no
it.
No leaving.
Hi, Peter. Leaving,
no. Anyway, so we're very grateful that Peter guessed the theme is food. Hooray. Because the last three songs were Pound Cake by Drake with Jay-Z in a kind of uninspired verse. Con Queso by MF Doom from Food. and Wonder Bread by Danny Brown. Yeah, and those are the last three songs that we listened to. And as a reward for guessing the theme, Gil is going to tell everyone his recipe for making mashed potatoes.
Hi, I'm Gil. I'm not a professional cook. I'm an amateur. But I'd like to share with you my recipe for mashed potatoes. So first, you buy a bag of potatoes at the grocery store, and when you're buying it, you think to yourself, if I buy these potatoes, I'm going to have to cook them, so I'm going to learn how to cook potatoes. And then a couple weeks later, you're like, I have these potatoes. And so you think, I want mashed potatoes. And you vaguely remember watching someone else make twice-baked potatoes. And so it's like, okay, I kind of get it. So what you do is, you take the whole potato, you wash it, you put it in the microwave.
For how long?
For 30 seconds. Okay, you microwave it for 30 seconds. You take it out, and it's like kind of warm. You maybe like you peel it. You peel the potato, and then you realize it's like it's. You want to increase the surface area to microwave it with, so you cut it into smaller pieces and then microwave it again for another 30 seconds. And so then you're thinking to yourself, oh, it's like it must be like kind of soft now. And then it comes out, it's like not, it's not soft. It's like still like actually like cold pretty much. And so you're like, dang. Well, I guess this is just how it goes. So you take a fork, and you mash it. You press the fork down on top of the chunks of potato, and you apply force, and you stab it a couple of times, and this isn't working. So you microwave it again for another 30 seconds. Keep trying it. It's like, dang. Then you a flashback to when Ellen was making twice baked potatoes. She's like, now Gil. Well, I mean this now whatever your name is. If the potatoes are too dry, put in a little milk. So, put in a cup of milk.
We're doing really well and here.
And you, okay, you microwave that for another 30 seconds. Now you have hot milk and potato. Raw potato. And you think to yourself, oh, this is good enough. This is all the ingredients. This is pretty much it. So you decide, like, oh, what do I want on my mashed potatoes? I want cheese on top of these mashed potatoes. You put cheese on top of your mashed potatoes, you microwave it again, and then you try to eat it, but then you just throw it out.
You know, for someone who's so good at math, equating the sum to its parts didn't work out so well.
You know, like, mashed potatoes, milk,
potatoes,
you know, put those things together.
Apply heat.
I've like asked people for cooking advice, and everyone's like, oh, just like, you know, whatever seems good, you know, that's what works for me. I just like, oh, I want like some like cinnamon in this, that seems good. I'm like, okay, cool, like that I can just like improvise. No.
Like, all of these things can be cooked, right, separately. And then did you cook salad?
I cooked a salad once. Well, no, come on, it was like kind of reasonable.
No.
So I made a salad, and I was making it with greens. Like, you know what? This house salad needs to be spiced up a little bit. So we have different kinds of greens. We have kale. I have some kale. So there's some kale in there.
But kale sucks when it's
tomatoes,
raw.
Tomatoes. Yeah, it was bad. Tomatoes, raw carrots. And so I'm trying to eat this. Like, it's like bitter. It tastes like kale. So what do I do with kale? I cook it. So I throw the raw carrots, tomatoes, lettuce and kale into a big pot, and I just heat it for a bit, and it all turns into trash. Hot, watery trash.
So, interestingly enough, a couple weeks ago, I had cooked lettuce.
What? Yeah, no, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
I had no idea.
Is
it a thing?
Yeah, it's like spinach.
Well, it didn't look like spinach.
Granted, it had a lot of butter on it, so this may have improved things.
I think the raw carrots were also just, like, really awful in it, just because, you know, we got, like, crunchy raw carrots, and then just, like,
well, yeah, because when you, like, sauté things, like, vegetables, you have to, like, put them in at different times. Like, you can't cook a carrot and a tomato for the same amount of time.
This is very enlightening. I think we're gonna play more music.
Rad.
Why don't you talk?
Thank you.
Alright, so you just heard Cinnamon Roll by Pop Goes the Evil. And before that was Peaches by the Presidents of the United States of America. And before that was Talk to Me by Peaches, which I thought... Connor, your mic's not on.
Oh my god, stop. My mic's on. I'm going to kick you out of the station, intern.
You've never not been at the same mic, so it's hard for me. I'm not even a DJ. I don't even know how to work this thing.
It's a joke.
Anyways, the joke was that we play a song by Peaches, and we played a song called Peaches, which is like a... It's not like a pun. It's something that isn't a pun. It's wordplay?
No.
I think it's humorous. Anyway.
Anyway, we have food stories for you.
We do? Do you have a food story?
No.
Oh boy, I can tell you a kind of funny food story about the movie The Godfather, in which there's a scene where one of the older gangsters teaches one of the younger gangsters how to make tomato sauce, because Francis Ford Coppola was like, yo, if this movie sucks, at least people will learn how to make tomato sauce. Which is, like, movies should always have a practical purpose if they are bad movies.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, what's a bad movie?
The Lost Boys.
Oh, that shows you the importance of oiled up saxophone solos.
Yeah.
And
how to kill vampires and how not to dress if you want to not look super dated in 20 years.
Those are good things to know.
Yeah. Nothing is worse than an embarrassing 1980s high school yearbook.
That's true. Good thing literally no one who listens to this will ever have to deal with that. Everyone who would ever possibly listen to this was born in the 90s.
That's not true.
That's like 90% true. Wait, is your dad listening?
Maybe. Eden wasn't born in the
90s. Eden was...
Eden is our friend who came to college just late enough that we enjoyed making fun of her for being older than we are.
She also was born while communism was still a thing.
Yeah.
Which is... it's weird. That's kind of weird.
She's a lot older.
We're gonna stop stalling and play some more songs.
Brad.
Gil, hit it.
Hit
on
it.
The thing. No,
woo.
On
oh
the.
Oh my god. Oh
Gil.
My god.
Woo! Hit it.
Well, the comic book and me, just us, we caught the bus. The poor little chauffeur, though, she was back in bed. On the very next day, with a nose full of pus. Yeah, heavy in a bottle of bread. Yeah, heavy in a bottle of bread. Yeah, heavy in a bottle of bread. It's a one-track town, just brown and a breeze too. Pack up the meat, sweet, we're heading out for Wichita in a pile of fruit. Get the loot, don't be slow, we're gonna catch a trout. Get the loot, don't be slow, we're gonna catch a trout. Get the loot, don't be slow, we're gonna catch a trout. Now pull that drummer out from behind that bottle. Bring me my pipe, we're gonna shake it. Slap that drummer with a pie that smells. Take me down to California, baby.
Take me down to California, baby. Take me down to California, baby. Take me down to California, baby.
Yeah, it's the comic book and me, just us, we caught the bus. The poor little chauffeur, though, she was back in bed. On the very next day, with a nose full of pus. Yay, heavy in a bottle of bread.
Yay, heavy in a bottle of bread. Yay, heavy and a bottle of bread. Yay, heavy and a bottle of bread.
Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. We could pretend it all the time, yeah. Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But just maybe, like a ukulele, Mama made a baby. Really don't mind the practice, cause you're my little lady. Lady, lady, love me, cause I love to lay you lazy. We could close the curtains, pretend like there's no world outside. Then we could pretend it all the time, Lord. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Can't you see, can't you see? Rain all day and I don't mind. But the telephone's singing, ringing, it's too early, don't pick it up. We don't need to, we got everything we need right here, and everything we need is enough. Just so easy when the whole world fits inside of your arms. Do I really need to pay attention to the alarm? Wake up slow, mm-mm, wake up slow. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you this song is meant to keep you from doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. And we could pretend it all the time, yeah. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Rain all day and I really, really, really don't mind. Can't you see, can't you see? You gotta wake up slow.
This dimension and the next, the living and the dead, the wave to the core. Everybody cares, everybody cares. Us and all that sails, and this is what it is. So down the tree.
Nighthawks at the diner, Hammers 49er. There's a rendezvous of strangers around a coffee in the night. All the gypsy hacks and the insomniacs, now the paper's been read. Now the waitress said, eggs and sausages and a side of toast, a coffee and a roll, hash browns are what easy, chili in a bowl with burgers and fries. What kind of pie? It's a graveyard charade, it's a late shift masquerade. And it's two for a quarter, dime for a dance, Woolworth rhinestone, diamond earrings, and a sideways glance. Now the register rings, now the waitress sings, eggs and sausage, cider toast, coffee and a roll, hash browns over easy, chili in a bowl, burgers and fries. What kind of pie? Offers no direction. It's a cold caffeine in a nicotine cloud. As the touch of your fingers lingers burning in my memory, I pen 86th from your ski. Now I'm in a melodramatic nocturnal scene. Now I'm a refugee from a disconcerted affair. Now the lead pipe morning falls. Now the waitress calls, eggs and sausage. Now a cider toast, coffee and a roll, hash browns over easy, chili in a bowl with burgers and fries. Now what kind of pie? Alamo, if you will. Just come in and join the crowd, had some time to kill. See, I just come in to join the crowd, had some time to kill. Just come in and join the crowd, 'cause I had some time to kill.
All right. So that's it for Car Talk tonight, listeners. You just listened to Eggs and Sausage by Tom Waits, Raspberry Cane by Youth Lagoon.
Crane.
Your mic's on.
Nope. It's mine?
Connor's mic's on.
It's not.
It is now.
Mine is.
Before that was Banana Pancakes by Jack Johnson. Yeah, Heavy. And A Bottle of Bread by Bob Dylan and the Band. Cinnamon Roll by... Oh, we already talked about that. Anyway, the next and last song is Stay Hungry by Talking Heads.
the entire reason that this show is themed for food and not for carbs, as I wanted. And we're sorry that we just said car talk. We're giving up with Nate and Connor.
Connor just gave up.
I gave up so hard. I gave up a long time ago, guys.
All right. Yeah.
Connor has given up.
I am wearing Uggs.
That's true. Oh, all those things are true.
Connor is wearing Uggs.
It's the definition of giving up.
They're pretty, like, tattered.
Yeah, they're gross.
Is that true? You want to talk more about your Uggs?
No.
Okay.
I regret.